Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a 12-year-old girl, Ellie Connors, has escaped from the state home for girls and was last reported to be in the vicinity of Pine Ridge. Early the other morning, she walked into the Jot 'em Down store, and later, when Uncle Henry, the town marshal, called to ask if anyone had seen the girl, Lum, against his better judgment, said no. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's about closing time, and Lum is just entering the store.
Hey, howdy, Lum. My doggies, I'm glad to see you back again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, too.
What's that you got there?
Oh, I stopped by Luke Spears's and got something to eat for Ellie.
Oh, good, good.
How
good.
Is she?
Oh, just fine, I reckon.
Yeah. Good, let me sit down here. Granny's, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well, you ain't the only one that's wore out, I can tell you that. I never put in such a day as I put in here in this store today in all my life.
I found you, I got blisters on my feet big as a football.
Football?
Granny's for a feller old as Uncle Henry, he can walk further and faster than every one human I ever tried to follow.
Oh, he's spry, that Uncle Henry is. Yes, he is.
He had us searching for Ellie all through the swamps and the cane breaks and I don't know where all. Even went through the pin oak flats down there.
For the land's sakes, that Uncle Henry, he takes that town marshal job of his an awful serious.
Yeah, there was a state police feller with us part of the time. But
state?
Yeah, he finally got disgusted with Uncle Henry and left us.
I don't blame him.
I don't know where he went. He never come in the store, did he?
No, no. But I think might not everybody else in the world did. Dog, it just got to where I expect Ms. Roosevelt to walk in here any minute.
Ms. Roosevelt?
Yeah. Might not everybody else have been in here. I never seen so many customers in all my life. And all of them talking about Ellie Connors. How she escaped from a state home for girls and how she might be hiding right here in Pine Ridge. And, oh, well, I don't know what all
is. Yeah, I've been hearing that around town, too, today.
And all the time I was just scared to death somebody would want to go back there in that feed room for some reason long.
Well, you never let them do it, did you?
No, no. I had an awful time keeping Mousy out of there, though. I had him make the deliveries, and then I kept studying up errands to send him on. Finally, I just run out of ideas, so I give him a vacate for the rest of the day. Told him to go home.
Good. We got to do something about him.
Yeah.
Fire him or something.
Yeah, I hate to fire him.
You don't reckon he's fishing nothing curious going on in here, do you?
Oh, not Mousy. He ain't the suspicious type, I don't think, Lum. I tell you, though, I sure did have a day of it.
Well, I never had no easy time of it myself. I felt something awful tramping all over, making believe I was helping Uncle Henry and that police fella hunt for Ellie, all the time knowing exactly where she's at.
Yeah.
Felt like a hypocrite or something.
Huh.
Here I am, justice of the peace, ought to be upholding the law. Instead, I'm concealing evidence.
Uh-huh.
I'm an accessory after the facts or something.
Well, am I one of them, too?
Yeah, only I'm a bigger one. That's the only difference.
You're bigger, huh?
Yeah.
You mean because you're taller than me?
Well, I know now I done wrong. I just done the wrong thing.
Oh, you mean the other day when Uncle Henry asked you over the phone if you saw any spacious-looking young'uns and you said no?
Yeah, I ought not never to have did that, Admiral. Right then and there, ought to said, why, sure, she's right here in the store. Then we wouldn't be mixed up in all this trouble.
No, I reckon you're right, Bob.
I feel like a criminal myself. Fact is, I am one.
Yeah, huh?
And I still don't know why I ever told that to Uncle Henry. I must have had a weak moment or something.
Must have.
But it ain't going to go on no longer, I can tell you right now.
Huh?
I've made up my mind, Abner, what we're going to do.
You mean we're going to send her back to that state home?
Yes, sir. Right tonight, too.
Oh.
It's the only thing we can do, Abner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take her down to Uncle Henry, and then we can get in touch with that state police fella.
Well, what'll we tell him, Mom? Just tell him that we just now found Ellie?
No, you may as well tell them the whole truth. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. course, you know what's going to happen to you, Lum. You'll get unsolved from your justice of the peace job right here and now.
I know, Abner, but you can't go against the law. You just can't do it.
No, I oughtn't to, no.
Well, I reckon I better go tell Ellie.
Yeah.
She's still back in the feed room, ain't she?
Yeah. I'll give her some children's books out of the library this afternoon for her to read, and she's more likely still reading them.
So did you get her something to eat at noon?
Yeah. I've taken some cheese and crackers and milk and stuff back there. Well, facts is, I ate with her because I didn't dare leave the store here.
Well, get these victuals ready here, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
Fix them for her supper while I go in and give her the news.
Yeah, sure. Dog, as you ought to saw this place when I opened up this morning, Lum.
Why, what happened?
Why, nothing happened but that young'un had taken a broom and swept this place out slicker than you ever seen it. And she straightened everything up just neat as a pin.
Well, I do.
Oh,
bless
she's
her.
Working this little rascal I ever seen in my life, that young'un is.
I just hope nobody seen her through the window.
Well, she done it about sunup. I don't reckon it did.
Yeah, maybe nobody saw her.
No.
Well, I reckon I better go back there.
Yeah, well, I'll see how I can fix this up for a night so she'll enjoy it.
Yeah, all right. Ellie? Where about you at?
Oh.
It's just me. It's Lum.
Oh, here I am.
Hey, I was looking in the wrong direction for you.
Gee, I'm glad to see you again, Mr. Edwards.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Miss me? Well, Granny, you ain't known me long enough to miss me, hardly.
Oh, I've known you for about 100 years.
100 years?
Mm-hmm. That's how it is with people, ain't it?
I feared I don't quite follow you, sis.
Well, you know like people are. You know them or you don't know them.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks.
Some people you see them just once, but it seems like you've known them forever. But other people you see every day, but you never seem to know them.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean now, sort of. Well, Ellie, I've got something to say to you.
Yes?
I hate to tell you, but...
I guess pixies are different from people, though, aren't they?
Huh? Pixies?
Pixies and goblins. They're in the book.
The book?
Mr. Abner, he brought me some books to read today.
Oh, I see.
It tells about pixies and the goblins. They're mostly funny little men with beards. They're nice, but... they're funny.
Yeah, they are, all right. But didn't your mama read you all about them when you were just a little tiny girl?
No, sir.
Well, anyway, sis, what I wanted to tell
pixies
you...
Pixies aren't true, are they?
Huh?
I mean, they ain't real, are they?
Well, I reckon that sort of depends. They're and they ain't, sort of.
Well, how could they be both?
Well, the way I understand it is that if you're a certain kind of a person, well, you can see them, even talk to them. But if you ain't, why, you can't.
Oh. What kind of a person do you have to be?
Well, I forget this now. But, look, Ellie, there's something I gotta tell you.
Yes, sir? What is it, Mr. Edwards?
Well, you see, sis, the government has to sort of set up laws and all for... Well, what I wanted to tell you was that... That Abner's fixing you some supper. I'll rush out and see if he's got it ready.
Oh, gee, that'll be swell. I'm hungry.
Abner?
Yeah?
Have you got them victuals fixed for her yet?
Yeah. I don't know about fixing things up pretty fancy, Long, but leastways ought to keep her from starving to death, I reckon.
Yeah, it ought to. That's nice. Say, Abner.
Yeah?
When you take that in to her, will you tell her?
Tell her what?
That stuff we was talking about a while ago.
Huh?
Taking her back to the home and all.
Oh. I thought you was going to tell her.
Well, I did aim to, but... I got to talking about a lot of other junk and... just plumb forgot about it.
Oh, well, can't you just go back in there and tell her?
Yeah, I can, but... I better stay out here and see if nobody comes in the store while you're taking the supper to her.
Oh, well, here, Lum, you can just take that in to her, too, as you go.
No, you go ahead and take it. She's expecting you. I told her you'd bring it in. She'd be awful disappointed if you never done it.
She would.
So you just tell her when you go in.
Yeah, well. All right, I'll tell her.
Good. Tell her nice if you can, Abby.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Here he is. See, it's a regular businessman's blue plate launcher.
Gee, that looks good.
Hey, where right you want to sit? Right here on this box door?
Yeah, that's swell.
Of course, now, this is going to cost you some extra eating in the main dining room this way, you know.
You're funny.
I am. there was something I wanted to tell you here.
Oh, what is it?
Well, that is,
Mister, you're little too, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you a pixie?
Pixie?
Mm-hmm. Like in the book.
Oh, why, of course not. I ain't one of them little varmints. I'm a full-grown adult of a man.
Oh. Well, you got a beard.
Well, natural, I got a beard. I just grow that myself. But that don't make me no pixie.
Oh. what did you want to tell me?
Oh, well, llamas, or that is, let's see now. My doggies. And if that ain't a good one on me, I believe I forgot what it was, just as sure as he were. Hell, I do know. That's
awful good.
Ain't it? Well, good. Now, you eat a lot now, so you grow up to be a big, strong girl. But, whatever I started out to tell you must not have been very important, or I'd recollected it again. You just go ahead now and eat your supper now. Eat all of it, and I'll tell you, I'll be back a little later.
Yes, sir. Oh, gee, this is good. Thanks, mister.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Mom.
Yeah?
About taking Ellie back over to Uncle Henry.
Yeah.
He reckon that we could do that tomorrow instead of tonight.
Why, yeah. Yeah, it might be better, Ted. Yeah, sure. After supper ain't no time to be doing no such things as that.